And something that you could, well, you tell a child, you can eat what's put before you, or you can do.
Do that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And
that'd be a good item now. But she don't want to eat that thing now. But we ate what's on the table.
Yeah. Sticky in there.
Oh, goodness. And how.
Your daughter lives with you here.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have any children?
No. She never had a man.
Mm-hmm.
But the other daughter had the children out. She lives in Mama's house out in the country.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get to see the grandchildren?
Well, they come over mostly every Saturday evening. Sometime on a Sunday after church, they come by.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They're in college now?
Some of them are, and some of them are out.
What are they studying?
Patricia, she studied art, but I think she couldn't get a job yet, so she went to California. She's teaching third grade in Los Angeles. And the other two, they couldn't get a job and they just house ladies. So they in triple, but the husband's working.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The husband's doing all right. And so they waiting to get a job. The oldest daughter, her baby will be 2 years old in July. And so she's thinking of going to work, and she's baby old enough to put in a nursery. If the other sister don't keep the baby, because she got a little baby that's not a month old yet. And so they made double team, you
yeah.
know, one week and one keep the children.
I bet you
do that.
Mm-hmm,
I've been up there. I was up there last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish they had been here with me, though, till the baby was not done. Mm-hmm. Seems like I just like to be around them. So she can handle them good.
Yeah.
This is old age at it, though, the oldest sister. She got her little girl. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Children is something I've been around all my life.
talking about distance, you say, well, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a
short way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And say if you've been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go, you'd say,
mm-hmm.
you still had a
long ways to go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
And
mm-hmm.
if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell
mm-hmm.
over.
He fell on his back.
Or he fell which direction he fell?
Mm-hmm. Object.
Or
mm-hmm.
this way he fell.
Forward.
And this way?
Backward.
Mm-hmm. And say if you've been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Mm-hmm. Not a one.
Did you ever say nary a one?
No, but I've heard that a lot.
How would people say that?
Narrow one?
Uh-huh.
Narrow one.
Who would say it?
Well, you catch the older people would say it.
Uh-huh.
They didn't think, you know, some of them didn't know any better.
Uh-huh.
They just speak with the first thing come to them. So they got by with it pretty well, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Say if, you know, when you're plowing, the trenches with the plow cut,
mm-hmm.
those are the...
Furs.
When you're plowing with two horses, do you have a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if you have any special name. Well, see, when you turn around, both of them have a chance to get in the furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Put one on this side. And when he turn around, the other is on this side, and he walks on the floor.